With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. A new report from CoalBank says grain merchandisers have endured rising costs of storing or carrying grain and oilseed inventories during the past year because of rising interest rates. Higher crop prices and rising operating costs like transportation, insurance, fuel, electricity, and labor are also squeezing grain elevators. CoalBank forecasts the financial costs of carry will reach record highs in the upcoming 2023-2024 crop year for corn, wheat, and soybeans. Grain elevators are required to buy and market members' crops regardless of whether the economics are favorable. The one thing elevators do control is their local bids. Inverted futures markets further penalize elevators for having to store grains and oil seeds. If interest rates stay at their current high level and futures markets remain inverted into the new crop year, then many grain cooperatives are expected to lower their bids and widen their basis to cover the high costs of storing commodities. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey looks at a state-by-state case of recent topsoil very short to short condition ratings in the Midwest for the period ending May 28th.
This topsoil moisture number focuses in on U.S. agricultural lands, so it is weighted a little bit more towards some of our big production areas, and that's one of the reasons for the sharp increase this week. Looking just at the Midwest, we see every single state in the Midwest with topsoil moisture rated at least 40%, very short to short, except Minnesota and North Dakota. Led this week in the Midwest by Michigan, 68%, very short to short. That's a 28 percentage point jump from last week. Missouri coming in 62%, very short to short, a 24 percentage point jump from the previous week. Other Midwestern states at or above 50%, very short to short, include Nebraska at 57% and Iowa at 50%.
Rippey says near to below normal temperatures and near to above precipitation will be in the weather forecast for much of the country during the period of June 7th through the 13th.
Large parts of the country expecting near or below normal temperatures and near or above normal precipitation as we move into the June 7th to the 13th time period. There will be some exceptions, though. The heat that's currently over the Midwest looks like it will shift westward and become focused across the Northwest from June 7th through the 13th. There may be another area of heat developing across the deep south from the Texas coast to Florida.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.